Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were taught that in keeping up with the things of the world, we need to be careful that we do not forget our responsibility to rightly represent the Lord. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Titus being told, you've got to get this ingrained in the hearts and minds of these young men, to be sober-minded, not to get caught up with youth. Let no man despise thy youth is not the idea of, well, despise you because you're young. No, because those youthful mistakes, those immature mistakes of people and the things they do. And so, you have an influence over young people, over young men. Look, I'm the pastor of the church. My youth director is not even up to half my age. And so I can see the teenagers. Well, they really like this guy. Now, should I be jealous? No, not really. And I couldn't do half as good as that youth director does. But what I'm saying is this. As good as he is, he's got to lead them in ways of holiness and righteousness. And teach them to do so. One day, he will be in a position of perhaps somebody younger than him, and the same desires as to what is cool and what will make me liked among these kids. It's got to be more than that. It's got to be loving those kids so much that you're wanting them to lead them in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That's sound doctrine. So, sometimes a young man has a tendency to look at older men and forget that they have not advanced with the times. That is, they look at him and say, oh, they're so far behind time. No, maybe they've advanced in the Word of God. See, you want to be what is present. I can remember when I was in high school, one of the things that became popular back there in the 60s down in Bradenton, Florida, there was a shirt called a surfer shirt. It wasn't a bandline shirt. It was a different cloth, but it still had no collar on it, a little pocket on the front. And the kids were wearing it for a while. And, man, I had to get me one. You know, and wear it. I think my parents thought it looked stupid, and it probably did. But I felt cool. You know what? If I would have worn that shirt a year later, it'll have laughed at me. What's wrong? Did your mother make you wear that shirt to school today? And they would have laughed at me. Now, I couldn't have wore that shirt to school anyway at the time, because back then, the secular schools, I went to a secular school in high school in the 60s, and Christian schools weren't a big thing back then. And so, if I'd have worn that to school back then, the principal would have sent me home and said, you got to have a collared shirt on. But today, boy, they dress so crazy and all that. But a Christian has to understand they're representing Jesus Christ wherever they go, not just at church. Everywhere you go as a Christian, you're representing Jesus Christ. Youth directors have that responsibility to teach their teenagers as a pastor. Teach our people. We're representing Jesus Christ wherever we go. And so, when you look at these older men, they aren't with it as far as the culture is perhaps concerned, but they're far advanced as far as the Word of God is concerned. So, biblical doctrine must always be first in our life that we're living by that word. We've got to know it, study to know it, and how to live by it. And understand that we're not trying to impress the world on how cool we are, trying to live according to the Word of God in a way that pleases Christ, a pattern of good works. You know, you have the Greek word tupos defined as a visible sign of the invisible, okay? The invisible sign of the visible, or a visible sign of the invisible. Okay, tupos. Tupos. So, young men, exhort to be sober-minded in all things, showing themselves a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing incorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned. Okay, cannot be condemned. It's not contrary part that he may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say to you. So he that's of the contrary part, you don't want to do anything condemned. He that's of the contrary part, then will have no way that he can condemn you for that. Now they'll try to condemn you. But when your works show the opposite, you show that there's something there that they don't have. And so that becomes a big deal. And so again, as we look at this, you need to go on to maturity as a young man. Teach the young men how to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so that they may grow in Him. See, a lot of things that we have in the Word of God, things of faith, we believe, we act upon them, and it becomes demonstrated in our life. The mature mind of leadership is to be a pattern of good works, not a pattern of emulating the world. And it's got to be such that it's real, and that other Christians can follow. A pattern of good works, God works there again from the Greek word kalos, meaning constitutionally good, without necessarily being benevolent. It's an emphasis that is that within that person is good. Look, they may be benevolent. They may do some good things like that, but it's not benevolence. It's just that is a good person. That is a good person. So why are they a good person? Oh, they're so kind. Smile. They speak well of the things of God. They do, and they do. And by the way we act, by the way we talk, the world has to see that there is a difference between them and this person. See, this person doesn't necessarily have to be rich in this world's goods in order to be, oh, that's somebody I want to emulate. The world really doesn't want to emulate them. They just want to have what they have. When you have Christ as first, then you will be a person who lives righteously. Your conduct will be pure. You'll be careful not to allow yourself to be in any way associated with the things that are by the world seen to be evil. For example, in marriage, the marriage bed is undefiled. But some get caught up with sensual thing. They're sinful, sensual, and they aren't things that should be associated with a Christian. So what happens? Well, they get caught up in it, becomes a part of their thinking, a part of their mind, and they've defiled the marriage bed. Oh, I had a dream about this guy, the lady says. Oh, and he is so nice, so kind. Oh, he's so wonderful to me. And yet, when the trouble hits, he's not there for you, is he? So again, you're looking at all of this. You're saying, what's going on here? What's going on here? Because these are things about young men. Young men need to be exhorted to be sober-minded. In all things, showing themselves a pattern of good works. In doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. So your behavior, if it becomes holiness, there'll be no thing there for those of the contrary part to be say evil of you. Now, some people will make false accusation. They will make false accusation. I'm a pastor, been pastoring for well over 50 years now, preaching the word. So, you say, what about that? Let me say it this way. I've known false accusation throughout ministry. Sometimes it's come from friends I love, care for. And I've just said, how can you say that? But they imagine it. Maybe somebody said something to them about it. I don't know. But whatever it is, it's a problem. It's come up. And the good works. Something happened. The pattern of good works. Don't miss out on this. Is there going to be careful? You must realize the pattern of good works. That word works comes from the Greek word, as we said, kalos. So again, he's got to be constitutionally good. But in doing that, it's got to affect all areas of his life. Not just when he's at church. Not just when he's here or there. It's got to be that is behavior that becometh holiness. Now, yes, you'll have people that will say things to others, and they'll say, oh, that's got to be the truth. Actually, from the Latin word gravity, the usage here spoke of seriousness.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.